This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Talks aimed at salvaging Iran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers adjourned Friday following a round marked by tensions over new demands from Tehran. Participants said they aim to resume quickly, though they haven't yet firmed up a date. At a news conference, Enrique Mora, the EU diplomat who is chairing the talks, said he hopes more talks would be held over the next few weeks.
I wouldn't establish a deadline or a date for the need to get an agreement on JCPOA. What I can say, again, is that we are not talking anymore about months. We are talking about weeks.
The current talks in Vienna between the remaining signatories to the 2015 nuclear agreement opened November 29th. The United States has participated indirectly in the talks because it withdrew from the accord under former President Donald Trump 3 years ago. President Joe Biden has signaled that he wants to rejoin the deal. The spread of the Omicron variant of coronavirus is putting a damper on winter holiday celebrations. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
Christmas revelers across Europe are scaling back their plans amid new restrictions and fears about the Omicron variant. In Denmark, health authorities say the number of coronavirus hospitalizations has risen faster than expected. The government moved to close venues like theaters, amusement parks, and museums to contain the spread. In Germany, the health minister says they are assuming a massive fifth wave. He says that even the Omicron variant's somewhat milder course won't make a difference because in a few weeks the sheer number of cases will have compensated for the advantage. Britain has reported record numbers of coronavirus cases this week, dealing a blow to pubs and restaurants with parties getting canceled. Scotland and Wales have pledged millions of pounds in support of businesses amid growing concerns of a second lost holiday season for the travel and hospitality sector already battered by the pandemic. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Council voted on Friday to set up an independent investigation into abuses in the Ethiopian conflict after a senior UN official said there had been violations on all sides and mass arrests under a government crackdown. Nada al-Nashif is the UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Without significant accountability efforts, an international mechanism could be an important complement.
The vote establishes a three-member panel of experts for 1 year to collect evidence and identify those responsible for violations with a view to future prosecutions. Thousands of civilians have died and millions have fled in the conflict between the Ethiopian government and forces, including fighters loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which dominated Ethiopia's ruling coalition for nearly 30 years. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party has suffered a stunning poll defeat that was a referendum on his government amid weeks of scandal and soaring COVID-19 infections. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Helen Morgan from the opposition party, the Liberal Democrats, overturned a Conservative majority of almost 23,000 votes from the last election to win Thursday's contest in North Shropshire, a rural area of northwest England. The election was called after the former Conservative Member of Parliament there resigned amid a corruption scandal. Against this backdrop, opponents, as well as supporters, are questioning Johnson's handling of the pandemic after coronavirus infections soared to records this week as the highly transmissible Omicron variant swept through the country. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. health officials are endorsing test-to-stay policies that allow close contacts of students infected with the coronavirus to remain in classrooms if they test negative. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
Hundreds of schools have already adopted the policies known as test to stay.
Test to stay is an encouraging public health practice to keep our children in school.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says studies done in the Los Angeles and Chicago areas found virus infections did not go up when using the policies. The agency's official guidance has been that if a student tests positive, those who are in close contact should stay home for 10 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A German NGO said they rescued a total of 223 migrants as they attempted to cross the central Mediterranean Sea from North Africa to Europe between the Tunisian and Libyan coasts and the island of Malta.